This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Money Crimes is a podcast all about the dark side of finance and sometimes murder. Find Money Crimes on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline Shop. Hundreds of Toyotas indoors, one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
All right, Woody, as we finally get a chance to talk to Coach Cristobal this morning, and it's all right there, folks. This bye week is over. Win two, go to the ACC championship game, win three, go to the playoffs. Coach, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Joe. How are we doing, brother?
We're doing great. We're doing great, and I think everybody's really excited to see the bounce back. Can you talk about the off week of cleaning things up and trying to figure some things out, and what kind of work did you get in?
Well, we got great work. We got great, I would say, healing time as well for guys that were bumped up, nicked up, and hopefully we'll get the guys that were injured, hopefully get them back this week, if not the week after that. It's going to be close, but they're practicing well. But overall, it's a matter of communication, alignment, assignment, and execution, man, you know. And I had to certainly get on a couple of things that really hurt us in our last game that we feel really good about going into this game. And it's all about this opportunity right in front of us and being 1-0.
Yeah, I would hate to think anybody's down and out when you still control everything and you're still in this great situation. So what, Coach, getting back to defense, and that's been the topic for a week, the tackling, getting off blocks, containment. Was there mental mistakes, some of that mental mistakes, or just physical when you looked at the defensive stuff?
Well, I think when you say tackling and getting off blocks, it has to do a lot with just alignments, right? If
yes.
You're out leverage, if you're not in the correct position. And when I say that, Joe, I'm talking about, look, you eat it as a team. It's both coaching and playing, right? You got to teach it and you got to learn it. You do it together. You don't point fingers or whatnot. But our issues are mostly due to that, right? To communication, alignment, and assignment. And we've improved our process over this past week and just gone right at it. And, you know, we don't sidestep anything and feel we've made a lot of progress in that area because we were attacked that way, you know? And the plays that were made against us were things that we can remedy and improve on. And our guys attacked it with the right mentality, and we all took accountability. We feel we're a better team coming out of the bye week.
I always wonder when you have those meetings, everybody's a little different. I know it's a new school thing now, you know, how you talk to players and you explain to them and you show them, hey, you're supposed to be in this gap. You freelanced on me a little bit, and you see what happened. A guy gets out. Do you have to go through all that stuff literally in front of the group, or how does that work?
Do it. You don't. I don't really care much for sensitivity. I don't, and I don't think anyone that's really, you know, worth their mustard in coaching does. I mean, you really go right at it. The best form of respect is honesty and transparency. and everyone wants to get better. And both coaches and players, all of us, we want to get better. So we confront our issues dead on, face to face, and get after it. And there's that generates a lot of the right kind of enthusiasm and motivation, knowing that you're going to have a chance to correct it and have a better result.
Well, there's one thing that you do know, and that is that the passing game is really, really good. I always wonder, when you have such a dynamic quarterback and the passing game has been, like, honestly, something maybe in the history of University of Miami, we've never seen a passing game like this. Is it easy to kind of, like, okay, don't worry about the other stuff. Let's let that guy behind us here in shotgun take care of it for us. Can you fall into that sometimes, you think, on the offensive side of the ball because he's so good?
You never should. I mean, we didn't score many points last game. I mean, that's the bottom line, you know. And I think what you see now at this time of year, college football reflects the NFL a little bit more. Like, look at the scores of some of the games, right? It's like 12-7, 16-13, 20-16, 24-27. You have limited possessions. You have, you know, 10, 11 games of tape on there, and a lot of teams need you to lose, so they're going to share information to help you lose, and that's okay. That's always been a part of college football. So you got to understand that the holes that you show on tape, you better remedy them. You better fix them quickly, because if not, they're going to show up again week after week.
So your thought is, as you guys get set to for this last home game against Wake Forest, they're probably going to look and try to do a lot of the same things that Georgia Tech was had success with, huh? You expect more of that.
I think you see that from every opponent, whether it be special teams, offense, or defense. And you know what? I think we know we have a really good team, and we know that when we play and coach and execute at a high level, that we're really hard to stop. And that's been the focus, is really just making sure that everything is geared towards us communicating better, us lining up better, us coaching better, us teaching and assessing and making sure that we have our answers in a place where our guys can digest it and go to work. So it's been a really good week.
The secondary, defensive secondary, everybody's been talking, actually, basically all season. I know you lose a key guy right off the bat and in Brown, but I'm just, as you look at it, how do you feel with the cover corner and the safety position and the nickelback position right now?
You know, we got a bunch of guys that are working really hard. That's the bottom line. You know, some of the communication errors showed up, but again, that's both coaching and playing. It goes together. So we have streamlined some of the stuff to make sure that we're able to be much more much louder and much clearer when we communicate, so we can line up, keep our eyes on the right stuff. And Joe, the biggest thing is, don't let your eyes wander, man. You know, all this rocket motion, sweep motion, right, unbalanced set, tackle over. You know, if you see a little, you're able to see what you need to see and go do what you need to do. If you see too much and you let those eyes wander, you're all over the place, and all of a sudden, man, you're not moving very fast. So we've been really focusing on getting those eyes in a disciplined manner.
I guess there's everybody's aware of, like I started with you before I introduced you this morning. Everybody knows what the situation is, right? It's pretty clear to everybody that went out and you're going to the playoffs. Win these next two, you're going to the ACC championship game. I guess you made that pretty clear, as if these players didn't already know, for a motivational tool.
Yeah, I mean, everybody knows that. So we're not going to have a meeting to discuss the playoffs and the bowls that go with it, man. We've got all our meetings. Everything is geared towards practicing our best and playing our best against Wake Forest. That's it. You know, we control our own destiny from now till 3:30 on Saturday.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Take care of the business in front of you. They got a really good team with really good coaches. They make a lot of plays. And you know what? This is a matchup game at this time of year. That's all it is. So we're looking forward to going out there and making sure that we play with our best effort and execute the best of our abilities.
You know, I get this at both levels, the NFL level as well as with you guys, and that's it. Hey, the same guys, man, get them out of there, put another guy in. And I'm like, hey, man, you only got a certain amount of guys, and your coach is going to play the best guys, give them the best chance to win. Is there going to be changes, or is it just you sticking with that same group and, guys, we need to play better? How do you treat it going forward with young guys versus guys that have been there?
Oh, it has nothing to do with young, old, just got here, been here. It has nothing to do with that. And that to me is probably the most simple thing, and really I'll give you the most simple answer. The guys that show it, that show maturity, that really invest time and then prove it on the practice field, are the guys you got to trust to go out there and play. And sometimes it doesn't work out great. But when it's in there, it's still the best option as it relates to what a guy has shown and proven. That's that simple. So, but you're always trying. You're always looking for answers, whether it be from a scheme standpoint, a personnel standpoint. And you put on a guy to try to prove it. And you know what? You press guys to mature quicker. You know, prepare yourself and approach every day like a pro, right? So that people can trust you and your teammates can trust you. And that way everybody's on the same page and you can execute better.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You know, you're right. And you know, Mauro, early in the year you said, hey, it's not just about these guys we have playing right now, but we need to get depth with the development, basically, of your last two recruiting classes that were so strong, and getting more guys, getting them caught up as quickly as possible. Because, as you see, and you've talked about, you got guys banged up, and you need backups to come in. Have you seen that growth from some of the young guys, still maybe teenagers, in this program?
Yeah, we certainly have, and you see it in certain positions more than you do in others, you know? And you need all positions to really come forward and mature as quick as possible because, again, nowadays there's really no redshirting, right? I mean, you may be 5% class if you have an injury or something like that. So, but it's such a different preparation process that you really got to force the issue and make sure that there's no my bad. Oh, my bad. You know, I screwed up. No, my bad, my ass. You do that, you know, it costs you a touchdown. It costs you a big play. It may turn the game. So I think our leadership council is really doing a good job of improving all the things that go with practice and preparation. And then as a coaching staff, really pouring every ounce you can into everyone in the roster, you know, and again, the bye week was really helpful in terms of helping those guys improve their game.
So, Coach, besides just getting ready for these two huge games, the other part of this that's connected to it is a big national signing day coming up as well. How in the hell does, especially teams that are playing for something, continue to obviously make that a priority, and yet the biggest priority is winning these next couple of games?
Well, it's all about one game. There's no talk about a couple of games. I mean, that's period. I mean, no one even mentions any other game, and that's the right way to approach it, man. Don't trip over yourself. Just focus on be where your feet are and focus on what you need to do. In terms of recruiting, it never stops. If you stop recruiting, you really have no place in this building. You have no place in college football, right? You must enhance the roster every single year. You can't skip a year. You can't skip a cycle. And you certainly can't let your guard down on guys that are committed to you because everybody's poaching, everybody's working, and it's one of the most competitive industries, I imagine, in the entire world.
I agree.
You know what? Well, when you're practicing, you like to look out there and say, wow, look at that team we have. Well, that's the effort and the fruits of labor done 2 and 3 years in advance. So you can never lose sight of that. We can only hire people that are really into both development and talent acquisition and that are great human beings, because if you don't, you're not going to be a good program.
Yeah. No, it's well, listen, you're in a great, great position. Wake Forest, I'm not even going to mention the second game on the road, but this week at Wake Forest. You finally got me, Coach. See what you did? You finally got me to stop right there. Hey, what's the message when you call in your coordinators and you talk to them? And as you know, they end up taking a lot of heat when the numbers aren't good. So what do you say to your guys when you meet with those guys going forward here?
Together always, and let's go get it done. I mean, it's that simple. Attack the processes that go with every bit of playing winning football. You know, noise, brother, if you can't deal with noise, wrong industry, man. You know, go do something else. Go sell ice cream, you know. It is. Never got into football because of noise and never going to be affected in football because of noise. All right, Miami is on its way to doing great things. And you know what, brother? Nothing's going to stop it.
Yeah. Mario, thank you. I appreciate you coming on this morning. Big game with Wake Forest coming up to stay in that playoff position. So thank you very much.
Thank you, brother. Go Canes.